Russ Marlin is with the Michigan Department of Corrections. Russ, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. In regards to the governor's budget, how does the Department of Corrections fare?
We fare pretty well. We virtually have an unchanged budget, with the exception of some increases for our employee costs. But other than that, it looks very good for us.
I know that the Department of Corrections has been exploring ways to be more efficient. If anything, cut costs. Tell me where you are with those efforts.
Yes, we were going to take some large segments of our department and put them out for a competitive bid. And we were going to look at areas like our prisoner health care, our prisoner mental health care, our prisoner food service, and a couple of correctional facilities that have a pretty high daily cost. So we drafted some RFPs, some requests for proposals, and we're preparing to put those out, and then working with some attorneys in our department and in the Attorney General's office, realized that there's some state statutes that are problematic for these requests for proposals. And so we're working through those issues with the legislature, with the Attorney General's office, and our department. These are areas that we have not put out for competitive bid before. This is kind of new territory for us. These are large dollar amounts, large service contracts. So we want to make sure that we get them right before we just push them out, quickly, and then have problems with them.
Well, prison's privatization effort has stalled. State laws on minimum wage, use of Michigan equipment plans, the law requiring contractors to pay prisoners minimum wage is holding up the privatization. Tell us about that.
Well, it was actually a statute that was meant to assist, that we got passed last year, private companies to come in and utilize prison labor. Many corrections departments across the country have done so. In Oregon, they're kind of somewhat famous for making these prison blue jeans, where the inmates produce them and they sell them to the public. And then the inmate gets gets paid minimum wage, and then the Department of Corrections takes a large chunk of that money and uses it towards restitution and housing, and then creates a fund for the inmate that's available when they parole to, purchase housing and transportation and these kind of things. So it required some statute changes, and primarily they have to produce products that aren't produced here, like most tailoring and garments are not produced anywhere in this country. So the statute, as far as minimum wage, was kind of geared towards that, and we realized that it was problematic for this type of thing, too.
Are you trying to cut more than $90 million from the budget, and have you put out for bid more than $400 million in prison services?
Yeah, we have. The $90 million is a bit high, and I talked to the reporter who wrote that story about that. It's more like $55 million, but that's what we were hoping to get in savings. As I said, this is kind of new territory for us, and we don't know what kind of bids we're going to get back on this stuff, but other states have done it. This isn't anything new and unique to Michigan, so we're just trying to see if there's a way that we can enhance some services that we do and save the taxpayers some money at the same time.
Okay, well, the paying prisoners minimum wage, what's going to be the process with that? Is it going to hold up or in this process, or do you think there's a way around it?
Well, it'll probably delay it a little bit. We already have some legislation drafted to fix the problem. We pay prisoners, and prisoners work inside of our prisons right now every day. They do, mop the floors, they serve the food, they, empty the trash. They do a variety of things that we need to have done in our correctional facilities. So, and right now, they only make about a dollar a day. And they use that money to buy things that, quite honestly, we'd have to provide them if they didn't have a job, like toothbrushes, toothpaste, soap. And they can buy that stuff from the prisoner store. So, but if a private contractor came in and you want to be able to compare apples to apples, and if we can pay a prisoner a dollar a day in a correctional facility to do a service, and they would have to pay them $7.40 a day, then there may not be the cost savings that we had hoped there.
How many prisoners are currently incarcerated in Michigan?
About 43,000, Tony.
How many of those end up coming back to prison? Do we know?
Our recidivism rate is 32%, so almost a third come back within 3 years.
Do we know how that rates with other states around the country?
We do. Actually, the Pew Foundation last year did a apples-to-apples comparison, because everybody calculates it different. Some say 3 years out, 2 years out. So they used a standard across all states, and we were seventh lowest in the country. So lowest in the Great Lakes state. So, you know, those are some good numbers for us. We have a prisoner reentry program that we assist folks leaving prison to become law-abiding, more productive, fund some of the services that we know they'll need. And, you know, we're about 7 years into that program, and we're seeing some pretty good results as a result of that program.
All right. Russ Marlin is with the Michigan Department of Corrections. Russ, thanks so much for your time this morning.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Tony. Have a good day.